Chapter 46, Feasibility Prototype Technique. Most of the time, your engineers will review your product ideas and tell you that they have no real concerns about feasibility. This is because they have likely built similar things many times before. However, there are several situations wherein your engineers may identify a significant feasibility risk involved in solving a particular problem they are working on. Common examples include algorithm concerns, performance concerns, scalability concerns, fault tolerance concerns, use of a technology the team has not used before, use of a third-party component or service the team has not used before, use of a legacy system the team has not used before, dependency on new or related changes by other teams. The main technique used for tackling these types of risks is for one or more of the engineers to build a feasibility prototype. An engineer will create the feasibility prototype because it is typically code, as opposed to most prototypes created by special purpose tools intended to be used by product designers. A feasibility prototype is a long way from a commercially shippable product. The idea is to write just enough code to mitigate the feasibility risk. This typically represents just a small percentage of the work for the eventual shippable product. Further, most of the time the feasibility prototype is intended to be throwaway code. It's okay and normal to be quick and dirty with this. It is intended to be just enough to collect the data, for example, or to show that performance would likely be acceptable or not. There is usually no user interface, error handling, or any of the typical work involved in productization. In my experience, building a feasibility prototype requires usually just a day or two of time. If you're exploring a major new technology, such as a new approach leveraging machine learning technology, then the feasibility prototype could very well take significantly longer. The amount of time the feasibility prototype is estimated to take comes from the engineers. But whether or not the team takes that time depends on the product manager's judgment call as to whether it's worth pursuing this idea. She might say many other approaches to this problem don't have the technology feasibility risk, so she would rather skip this idea. While it's the engineers who do this feasibility prototyping work, it is considered discovery work and not delivery work. It's done as part of deciding whether to even pursue this particular approach or idea. In terms of lessons learned, I have seen many teams proceed to delivery without adequately considering the feasibility risk. Whenever you hear stories of product teams that grossly underestimated the amount of work required to build and deliver something, this is usually the underlying reason. It may be that the engineers were simply too inexperienced with their estimates, that the engineers and product manager had an insufficient understanding of what was going to be needed, or that the product manager did not give the engineers sufficient time to truly investigate.